The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Drew?
Keith Urban!
Drew Walker, oh my God.
Hi, friend. Welcome home to Chicago.
Thank you very much.
Man, we miss you.
Likewise.
We just got to see you, but I kind of want a Keith Urban concert in Chicagoland like every week. Is that too much to ask?
I would totally do that. I really would. That's a good vibe right there in Chicago.
Are we getting on a plane with you? Are you taking us personally to Planet Hollywood in Vegas in March? Is that the deal? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Hopefully you've got enough of a landing strip in your backyard. We'll come pick you up.
You know what? We'll just go to Midway or O'Hare. It'll work fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's not very busy there.
Is this the very first residency you've ever done?
No. We're just wrapping up. We've been at the Coliseum.
That's what I thought.
South,
okay.
Which we kicked off in late 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So we did quite a few shows there. But they also own the Planet Hollywood Zappos Theater, and
mm-hmm.
so we're going to move over to that new room in March 3, and build an entirely new show from the ground up.
That's really exciting.
It is exciting, yeah.
Does that get you pumped as an artist where you're like, all right, what have I never done before that I now give myself permission to do?
Well, the fact that you get to build something that you don't have to pack up and put in a truck and move every night is kind of exciting, because your imagination can run wild, right? When you're putting a tour together, I come up with ideas, and of course, they get shot down, because they're like, that'll never fit in the venue, it'll never fit in the truck. And
right.
So we're going to get to do some things we've never done before.
Is it just you, or the band, or surprise guests, or kind of all three?
Full band, full new production, and you know, my shows are very much about playing with the audience. I don't play at an audience, I play with them. And there'll be obviously a lot of structure in our show, but huge amounts of spontaneity and quarterback calls throughout the set list like I usually do.
I love that. Well, I figured today we'd put together the Keith Urban We Haven't Talked to You in a While playlist. Is that cool?
I don't know. What's on it?
The last song you listened to on your phone.
Oh, wow. Last song I listened to on my phone. What a good question. A Golden Hour, I think it's called.
Okay.
By Jake. Yeah.
Okay. Song played at the very first concert that you ever attended.
Oh, I don't know what the song would have been. My mom and dad took my brother and me to see Johnny Cash, but I was 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
So I just remember this deafening roar. Actually, that experience I mentioned in the opening verse of Wild Hearts, it says, "Saw the man in black." It's the very opening line. Yeah.
Song that you, Keith Urban, are embarrassed to love so much.
That's too big a list.
Okay.
Here's the thing about that. I have a feeling like no matter how cheesy or weird the song is, I wouldn't be embarrassed by it. So I don't even know what song that
I'm
would
right
be.
There with you. I'm right
you
there
with
you.
Yeah.
Like every time Mbop from Hanson comes on,
right,
I have no shame. I love it and I sing every word.
There you go. That's a good example.
Song that you love so much at Christmas time.
Oh, chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Mm-hmm. And we get Keith singing too?
It's nice. Yeah.
Who decides which songs go on your wheel of throwbacks on tour this summer? Because I don't know if you remember, you did this a while ago and you got Lori up on stage and you gave her a choice and she said, I don't want to pick any of these songs and I pick something else. And you were thinking, what is going on?
Yeah. Yeah, she picked something that wasn't on the list. Right?
I don't even remember the song. This time around, though, the wheel landed on Never Coming Down.
Yeah.
Do you guys flip a card every night to see what songs are going on the wheel, or how does that work?
There's a few. Well, I get feedback from a lot of the audience online and social media posts and various things of songs they want to hear. And I just kind of, I try and find something that seems to be popping up again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not on the wheel, we put it on the wheel. But when we kicked off this tour, there were songs on the wheel, like Kiss a Girl, that people seemed to love so much that we moved it out of the wheel and put it in the permanent set list.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, we have loved you in Chicago our entire lives. You had the Chicago connection, being up here in a convertible with Richard Marx writing some music way back when.
Yeah. Better Life we wrote there.
Yep. And right. And we're just excited to see you in Vegas. We're going to see you on the CMA Awards tonight. We saw you in Good Morning America this morning.
Yeah.
If you can talk to your people, mainly just your family, your wife, your kids, and make that Chicago Weekly concert happen in 2023, we'd be cool.
Yeah. At your house, Drew?
Yeah. Hey, backyard party. I live on a cul-de-sac. Let's go.
Cool. And we'll kick it off in January in the backyard. What could possibly go wrong?
When it's 30 and snowy and icy. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Keith, we wish you all the best, pal.
Thanks, Drew.
Thanks for taking the time to chat today, and we'll catch up soon.
Always good to talk to you, brother.
Bye, Keith.
Bye now.